The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Mishnah tells us that a tumtim and an androgynous loy b'miktash v'lov b'medina. So if the animal, the bechor, is a tumtim, where we can't tell if it's a zachar or a nekeva, or an androgynous, which seems to have the characteristics of both zachar and nekeva, loy b'miktash v'lov b'medina, the Tanakhama says that it is a safek mum, and therefore it cannot be offered in the Beis HaMikdash because it might be considered like a mum. But at the same time, it's not a mum to be matter the kohen to shechta b'medina and eat it as chulin, because it's a safek mum. Rabbi Shmuel says, ein mum gadol mizat. And that's explained that it's talking about an androgynous. An androgynous, by Rabbi Shmuel, is the biggest mum. In which case, it's a heter for the kohen, if it's an animal's an androgynous, it's a heter for the kohen that he can shecht it, eat it b'medina. And then the chachamim say, Rabbanan Basroi of the Mishnah, einoi b'chor ela nigzes v'nevad. It's not a b'chor at all, and you, therefore there's no kedusha whatsoever, and there's a heter giza v'avoida, there's no problem at all. So what do the Rabbanan hold? Pashas they hold. An androgynous is not a suffix zachar or suffix nekeva, but it's a beria b'fnei atzmoi, and it's potter in ganzen from b'chayra. There's another shita in the of Atana in the Mishnah Yevamis Peheh Amid Aleph, and there the Mishnah discusses the shaila of a kohen androgynous marrying an isha if he can be machal her truma, and there's a shita in the Mishnah there that holds an androgynous is a zachar. Is a vadai zachar. Halacha lemaisa, concerning the halacha of a bechor, that's an androgynous. So the Rosh is marach here, and he brings the rip and perka oral, who's machriya like the shita of the Rabbana Basroya of our Mishnah, that an androgynous is a beria, which means then that an androgynous, behema, bechor, doesn't have any din of kedushas bechor, and from its birth, it can be nigzit, Nigzaz v'neva. So too paskins the Ramban here in Hilchas Becheres. But the Rosh then brings in a Vedaik from Rashi and Yevamis that seems to imply that we hold like the Tanakama, that an androgynous is a suffix. And therefore, la halacha, the Rosh is masik, the toiv lahachmer like Rashi, and you should treat an animal that's a bechor, androgynous, should be treated like a suffix, zachar suffix, nekeva, and a sabek b'chor, and therefore it would be usher in Giza v'avayda. And it would be also for a kohen to eat it bigvulin until it has a bona fide mum. Interestingly, the Torah in Yardaya, Reish Samachay, brings from the Rosh, that it, from his father the Rosh, that it's a zachar vadai, which does not seem to match up with what the Rosh says by us in his psakim. In the Shita of the Rambam, there's a big din. Places Yomtiv here asks the steer in the Rambam. Concerning the halacha over here of the Bechor androgynous, so the Rambam in Hilchas Bechor is Perek Beis Halacha Hei Paskins like the Rabbanan Basroi, it's even Negzes V'nevan. Rambam seems to hold that an androgynous is a Bereb B'fnei Asmai and doesn't have any Kedushas Bechor at all. However, when it comes to other places where the Rambam discusses the halacha of an androgynous, so there the Rambam says that an androgynous is a safek zachar safek nekeva. In the halacha of truma being machal truma, the Rambam says a safek zachar safek nekeva that we can't be mevara what it is. In Hilchas Mila, the Rambam says you do a mila misafek and you don't make a bracha. So you see, it seems like from the Rambam that an androgynous is a suffix. If an androgynous is a suffix, zachar, suffix, nekeva, there should at least be a tzad of kedusha on the tzad of the zachar, should at least be a suffix b'chor. So why then does the Rambam paskin here that it's a beria and there's no din of b'chor? Ramil Al-Ghazi here also shouts in the kasha, and he says a big chiddush that even the Rambam holds that there's an aspect of various in the androgynous, and therefore it's mufka from the parsha of Bechor. I'd like to present another approach. from the Chasdei David, Rav David Prado, in his Sefer on the Tosefta. This is found in Maseches Bikurim, the Tosefta Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, where the Tosefta discusses the halachas of the androgynous, and there the Chasdei David is Marich and explains a very fascinating ideas about the union of the androgynous. But first, he's medayek from the Rambam and other Rishonim that an androgynous is not moilid. Androgynous does not have the ability to give birth to children. What's the diak? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishas, Perek Beis Halacha Chaf Dalet, the ein lo simin leida im zachar nekeva. We don't have a simin to ascertain if the androgynous is a zachar or a nekeva. Now, if the androgynous has the ability to be meilid, then we can see if it's meilid like a zachar or a nekeva, and that would be a simin. So it seems that we do not have a way to know through leida. And the answer why not is because an androgynous does not have the ability to be meilid. But he brings the Masefer Maisa Tuvia from the Tuvia HaRaife, and he brings a Maisa from many doctors, a Matsias in his day, that there was a very interesting thing that there was an androgynous, and it seems like it would happen more than once, that there are androgynouses that married men and had children like a woman, and that very same androgynous ended up marrying a lady afterwards and having a child like a zachar, the very same androgynous. So not only then do we see from the reality, from the metzias of that time, that an androgynous has the ability to be meilid, but even has a double ability to be meilid. Now it could be that we always can follow back on Nishnana Atava, like Teresa said earlier in the Masechta about a para being meilid before the age of three, that's ever changed. But the Chasdei David holds it as a ha'ara, that how the Rambam, who knew medicine better than everybody, Kol Raz La'Anasai, knew everything about the natural world. So how could it be that the Rambam doesn't realize and pay attention to this Metzius, that the androgynous seems to be able to be mild? This is what the Chasdei David asks this question. The answer is, and he says it's based on a Chuvus Rambam Ipanoi, who's Marach, in the Inyan of androgynous, that there are actually two types of androgynous. Not all androgynouses are created equal. You have a case of an androgynous who is really a zachar, or is really a nekeva, but a mutation, some type of a inyan happened to him or her, and they also produce, the body produced, just like you find, like we talked earlier, an extra finger, the body produced an extra set of kli leida, and of the other gender. So really we have a zachar who has mutated in him, added in him, born with a kli leida of a woman. Or you have a nekeva that was born and added in her the inyan of a zachar. So says the Chasdei David that this is this type of person who has this type of mutation, that would be a person that cannot give birth. Because the Tosafos is Megareya Koichoi, and he can't be my, because this is a person with a problem with the reproductive organs, and because of this problem, he will not be able to give birth. There's another type of androgynous, and that is an actual Beria, a new type of min, that has naturally both sets of Kli Harlada. It actually has naturally the kli leida of the organs of a male and the organs of a female. And both can function and both can work. It's not a zachar with an added, mutated, organs of a female or vice versa. It's an actual, new type of beria. Then the Chasdei David explains that the case by animals and the case by people are different. Usually by mankind, by people. So the first type of androgynous is what you find. A zachar or a nekeva with the added klei leida. The second type, that you have a new beria, a new creature that has both inyanim in it, that is found more commonly by animals and very rarely found by mankind, by anoshim. So with this introduction, the Chasdei David continues, and he says that now we can answer a question. How come it is that our Mishnah in Becheres lays out the Shitos HaTanoim about Androgynous, including a Rabbanan Basroi who hold that an Androgynous is a barrier from an Atzma and therefore is Mufka from Becher, and the Mishnah in Yevamos Pe'alef, which also is talking about Androgynous, leaves out this Shita of barrier? How come Yehuda HaNasi did not mention in Yevamos the case of a Kayin, the Shita HaTanoim, that the Kayin is a barrier from an Atzma? So he says the answer is very simple. Because in the Mishnah, Yevamos is talking about a Kayin, it's talking about a person. And a person, you don't usually find, it's very rare to find the second type of Androgynous. So, but there you have to assume that an Androgynous is generally a Zachar or a Nekeva with the added clay ladle. So that's why those Tanayim are there. But our Mishnah, which is talking about a Bechor, which is obviously Halachas of a Behema, where it's more commonly found, the second type of Androgynous. So therefore, we mentioned the third Shita, that really it's a Beri B'Pnei Atzmai, because that's how it works by a Behema. And with this, he answers the Shita of the Rambam in a very nice way. Because we asked that in the Rambam by Hilchos Becheres, he passes like the Rabbanan Basroi, that an Androgynous is a Beri B'Pnei Atzmai. And in other places, the Rambam says that when it talks to chiyuvei mitzvahs and marriage, the Rambam seems to say it's a subek, she's a subek zachar, subek nekeva. So the answer is gevaldik. According, the Rambam holds like this chilek. So when it comes to Bechor, he holds that this shita is only by a behema. And therefore, the Rambam's machriya, like this shita, that it's a bear b'pnei atzmai, and is mufkin gatzit from Bechor. Because that's the type of androgynous an animal will be. But when it comes to people, hilchos of people, there the Rambam goes with the pashtus of the Tanayim and Yevamos that it's a Sabek Zachar, Sabek Nekeva, he passed like that Shita, and therefore, the halachas of the Chiyuvei Mitzvahs of the Androgynous is like a Sabek Zachar, Sabek Nekeva. So there's no Stira at all. I also mentioned that there's a very interesting Shita of the Ravid in Hilchos Shofar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shofar that an androgynous is able to be mitzi es minoi. He can blow shofar for himself, and he can blow shofar for other androgynouses, because whatever he is, they are. It seems that the Rambam holds that every androgynous is either a zachar or a nekeva. So mamela, an androgynous is a marashach. If all androgynouses are zachorim, he can be mitzi. If they're all nekeva, so then she can be mitzi as well. Other androgynouses. But the Ravid says that that's only if you go with Misafik. But the Ravid says it's a beria. The Ravid says that that's if it's a beria. If it's a beria. But the Ravid says that actually what an androgynous is a chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva. And just like chatzi evet, chatzi ben cherem cannot be mitzi esminai, because the tzad nekeva cannot be mitzi, doesn't have an ability to be mitzi. So therefore, the Ravid says he cannot be mitzi. Minoi. And the Magen Mishnah and Surah Bia Aleph Tetzvav is Chaylik and says, even if he's a Chati Zocher, let him be Maitzi Minoi, the Chati Zocher, the other side. And the Yoresh Meach explains the Svara, that it's fair to say that the Ibn Shalom would create a barrier that has a Chi of Mitzvahs, Mitzad, the Chati Zocher of him, and he doesn't have the ability to carry out the Mitzvah. It's not fair to have such a person that has a Chi of, and yet can't do it, can't be Maitzi. So that's why the Magen Mishnah holds that you have to say that he could be mitzi esmina. Someone learns, the Melchinoch Taka learns in the Ravid, that he cannot be mitzi, not anyone else and not himself. But there are some who learn in the Ravid, some Achrenim want to say, that the Ravid just means that he can't be mitzi others, because of this problem. But himself, that much he could be mitzi, and that would answer up the Orsamach's question on the Ravid. I mean, you have to understand how it works. But it would come out that there even the Ravid agrees that the Androgynous could be mitzi himself. What's which we talk a paskin for chiyuvei mitzvahs and androgynous is a subek zachar subek nekeva, and the Rambam says by mila hilchas mila that you do a mila on him because he's a subek zachar, but you don't make a bracha. And what about other mitzvahs? Because by mila it's different. By other mitzvahs, he's a zachar nekeva. So at least we know that a nekeva has a can do mitzvahs b'teres rishus. But if the dragon says the cave, there's no mila bereshus. So by mila, it's a klor safek. So a mela over there, you don't make a bracha. But other mitzvahs, can an dragon make a bracha or not? So Aruch HaShulchan and Tav Kuf Pei Tes of Zion says that no, an androgynous is different than an Isha. Because an Isha makes the bracha of a Teiras Rishus, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, to Tosis. She can make a bracha of a Teiras Rishus on the kiyum of the mitzvah. But an androgynous, if he'd be making the bracha, it would be on the chiyuv, and since the chiyuv is a suffix, he shouldn't do it. Aruch HaShulchan just remains with the ha'ara, then maybe the androgynous should do a b'taras rishus. L'chari means he can say the bracha al tanai. If I have a chiyuv, then I want my bracha to be b'taras chiyuv. And if I'm only in a cave and I'm doing the mitzvah b'rishus, I want the bracha to be b'rishus. So it's not 100% clear that if an androgynous does a mitzvah, if he's a Sephardi, then according to the Rambam, you don't make an isha doesn't make a bracha an optional mitzvah. So then he wouldn't make a bracha. But according to Minhag Ashkenaz, that even Nashim can make a bracha on a Rishos, it's not really clear 100% if on another mitzvah, not Mila, would an androgynous be able to make a bracha b'tznai with Rishos or not.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.